Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone.
You see, you hear that, and you know what you know? We really fooled you again. You guys, welcome to Regular Guy Friday, Christmas Prep Edition.
Woo!
So we had to preempt our queen of queens for one of the funkiest renditions of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Covered in joy.
Good old Ray Conniff. See, a little 60s thing going on there, Kelsey.
I really am loving it.
Kelsey Alexander Meyer.
Hey.
How are you on this Christmas prep week edition of Regular Guy Friday?
So great.
Right?
How was my transition? I tried to keep it clean.
You did. You kept it clean.
Thank you.
Keep that thing playing. Kelsey, you know, this is definitely a more Christmassy feeling than last year.
Definitely.
But I'm still not at full Christmas.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I know.
It just, I don't know, too much transition. Too many scams going on, maybe.
Maybe. Well, it's just weird. I know. I don't know.
Maybe I'm getting too old to balance all the scams. God, it was so easy when I was younger. Multiple scams. In fact, Christmas, greatest scam of all, maybe.
Greatest scam of all.
Next to life.
Next to life, of course.
But yeah, I feel like, I'm already, I start bumming out that it's going to be over soon. I can't wait till August and we can go to see the trees
oh
come out
God.
At Lowe's.
Yes.
And then we're back. And then next year I'm going to go full in.
See, I always get excited for the end of Christmas because then
really?
I know my birthday's coming.
Birthday. When is the greatest day of the year, Kelsey?
March 2nd.
Well, it's not really coming.
Well, but it's like kind of coming.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, that's a good birthday because
it's in between.
Well, you have that, then you have St. Patty's Day, and then like we start scamming.
Then it's summer.
Spring scams, spring scams, summer scams.
Exactly.
Then we've got Halloween. I mean, God, if you know, I told you my friend from college, he just always said like it's all about the events. And he'd always be like, "Guy, I got to get you home. I have great events."
It really
and then,
is.
And then at the end, of, in the middle of the any event we'd be at, he'd be drunk and he'd just walk by and go, "Great event. Great event. Great event.
Great event." That was a great song.
Yeah. A little bit of that. Well, Kelsey, yeah, I even though it is Christmas, the Christmas prep edition, and we will, don't you worry, Regular Guy Friday will be here for you next week on, is it, on Christmas Eve. We will have our Christmas Eve show. Of course, we will not abandon you.
That's right. It is Christmas Eve.
And
that's right.
Just a little tease, you guys, next week. And just shout out to Jeff Graham, who began the annual Christmas Eve Eve show.
As Jeff
petitioned to get Christmas Eve Eve to be an official. And just a little reminder, everyone, so you can keep up with us on our Christmas Eve Eve edition next Thursday. Kelsey, Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
And unto you.
There you go. See, that's how you do it for people who celebrate Christmas Eve Eve.
That's right.
And I know there's a lot of people who do out there. We'll be celebrating that next week as well. And I think as we said, as I said yesterday or sometime this week, it was on yesterday's show maybe, I teased that we're going to be bringing you fresh holiday content, Christmas content and New Year content throughout the new year. There might be a pre-tape or two in there. It's still fresh content, but we're going to be bringing you not only fresh content, but up-to-date content. So what? In other words, like, not from your grocer's freezer, but just, from the fridge, Kelsey.
From the fridge?
Yeah.
Like slightly cold, but not like
not
you have
frozen.
To take it out
to
thaw. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And like barely cold.
Right.
I actually think we're going to be like
chilly.
Probably even farmer fresh.
Honestly, like maybe even like has been sitting out on the counter for like.
Yeah. For a few hours.
Right. That's it.
So we want to do that. And so if you... If you're one of those people during the holidays who is craving content because all your other podcasts are down, like I always feel like, or your friends that are in that same boat, well, let them know that we will continue to paddle the boat, not in video because that's a lot of work and we have to make it easy on all of us, but in
plus
audio,
we can scam more in audio,
way more scams in audio,
yeah.
Tons of scams.
A lot more scams.
Tons of scams. So we'll be doing that. And although this is the Christmas prep edition, this may be the least prepped for Regular Guy Friday. And as I've warned you people many times, and you did not want to listen, I told you that I have a limited amount of knowledge. And unfortunately, that disability comes along with being a regular guy. If you are a regular girl or a regular they, then you understand how I feel. If you're not, then yeah, you're limited. You're unlimited with your knowledge,
right,
and your growth and everything else. But I feel like we should probably need to go to episode one and repeat from there. I can just like rehash all those scams.
Sure.
So
I'm into it.
Well, you know, we had our holiday, a little holiday event at the house here. Lifetime
did.
It wasn't, you know, one of our usual scams. As I just take, sorry, I need some power at the house here. And it was nice. It was nice to connect with new people, but then it was great to see some old friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brother Joe was in and I was just so excited to see him. And then Daria, a.k.a. Sonia Deville, came and stayed over and, you know.
And I got to meet her for the first time in person.
I mean, right? You loved her, right?
Oh, I loved her. I'm actually sad I didn't get to spend more time with her because I was kind of running around all.
You were running party. Around. And then I literally looked at my watch at like 9:15. I'm like, where is Kelsey? Oh, she's at the door. I'm like, yeah, okay, that ends.
Pulling I just went that up, plug.
And I came out, made the signal. Come on, we're out. You and Pooj, let's go.
Yeah.
Forget it. We have this. Why is the security guard there? You don't need to be there.
Yeah, forget it.
But it was good that you were there because you got to make connections.
Totally.
And put face. It's always good to put FaceTime in with people coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Which was nice.
But
yeah,
danced.
It was nice to see old friends. And, you know, I think I'd love to just kind of, I want to touch on that a little bit because a lot of you maybe are going back to your hometowns or it's over the holidays, you're going to see old friends or old families. And, you know, I know I'm the one who is, I feel like I'm constantly saying to people, to lose people from the past who are trying to keep you.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
In the past, or key, or intentionally or unintentionally holding you back. And I'm always kind of saying, hey, you know, you got to just get away from that and move on to other things. But at the same time, you know, it is wonderful when you have long-term friendships, and it's important too. And it's really important because they know who you are. They can keep you on check. And, you know, when it was nice to have them in town, they both stayed at the house. And you know, with Joe especially, it was a little bumpy in a way. I think that will be relatable to all of you. And normally, I unfortunately, when I've gotten in these bumpy situations with people where you're growing and you're on a new path and they're not having it, I would either fall into that habit and be back with them, or I'd just be, okay, I'm just eliminating you. Yeah. And I've gotten to the point where I only eliminate them from my physical life. But emotionally, my heart is still with them. And if they ever call and need something, I'm there. And I've proven that. But day-to-day proximity, I just say, I can't. Mm. So Joe came out. And as you guys, my regular friends, know that I have been on the Kevin Undergaro forgiveness tour.
Yes.
Very exciting. You know, we just got our second sponsor on board of our forgiveness tour.
Wow.
Yes, we'll be coming to it. Kelsey and I will be announcing the concert dates for the forgiveness tour.
Yeah.
We're going to be city to city in 22.
Don't even tease me.
We've been talking about, well, Kelsey, you said, right? You said, I want to take RGF on the road. I said, well, you know, we can do the forgiveness tour.
That is my dream.
22.
I'm so in.
Because forgiveness tour 21, that's what kind of started.
Right.
I just wanted to see if there was an interest from the fans if I went on the forgiveness tour.
And everyone's loving it.
Turns out there was. Turns out. A lot of people that were forgiven were pretty excited to be
forgiven.
They liked the tour. So here's the problem, and I think this is something you probably can relate to. Big Joe is the elephant that never forgets, number one. Number two, he's very protective of me. He always has been, as I am of him and all my friends and loved ones, but he's like that times 10. It's an instinct he has. He's had it since he was a kid with his, you know, his mom and, you know, being a like single mom. Like, he's just some of those people born that way with that protect instinct. Joe's one of them. And then, you know, he's around a lot. I mean, he grew up with a lot of darkness. So his default is just to be negative and untrusting, because that way he's safe and protected. And I've often said to him, like, I know, Joe, the only way you don't get hurt is on the recliner in the basement watching SportsCenter. That's the way you'll never get hurt in life. But you'll also never get anywhere or grow or whatever. And him now being a dad, he's like grown 100 feet tall. Because now he has to. You know, he's so in love with his son, who's like this little angel sent from God. I mean, this kid just is so bright.
He really
he's
is.
Just a bright aura, you know,
yeah.
Of joy. And it's just done so much for Joe. But there's certain people on the forgiveness tour that I've actually had other friends say, does Joe know you're
oh my God.
You talk to this person and I'm like,
we're not gonna tell him.
No. And Joe being Joe, because he's like Maria, the two of them, they're very, we call them Morton and Batista, if you know wrestling, but they're like the just destructive tag team where they always know, you know what I mean? And so it came up who I was talking to. And, you know, because when he first came, it was like, I was so happy to have him out. Because he hadn't been out here. He hadn't seen the house done. Hasn't been around, you know, all the LA people and friends he's known for years, and everyone loves Joe and everyone in the business loves him. I mean, he's like, he's a beloved guy, and I just was just excited to have my friend out here. And so for the first, it was wonderful. First hour, he's, I'm so happy to be here. It was great. And then, he brought it, it came up somehow, the forgiveness tour. And even though I presented him with my song set, I'm like, listen, I'm even thinking of hiring a stand-up comic to open it.
No, then I Ava go into Max is opening it.
What's that?
Ava Max is
Ava
opening
Max
it.
Is opening for me, yes. For my forgiveness tour.
Yes.
Even though she's not really there, but we play her in audio.
Exactly.
And again, I think you guys can relate to this. I hope I'm being clear enough because I know all of people from the Heel Squad are in this situation where he basically was like, why are you talking to that person again? He or she's an asshole, a jerk, has done this, is going to screw you, has always screwed you, and this and that. And for you, it might be something else. You might have made some other change in your life that does not, that this other person, they're either worried about you or it bothers them personally, whatever. So I did what I would always do is I started refuting. Well, I don't want to carry anger anymore, Joe. I'm really tired. Like, I just can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it and there's no need. And no one's going to hurt me unless I let them hurt me. And, you know, and at what point are you not going to trust me? Look what I have. Look what I've accomplished. Look at this. Like, I don't worry. Like, okay, so you know, maybe I could be a billionaire, but I'm okay with where I'm at. Like, you know, but I noticed that I was negotiating.
I have my button pressed.
You know, yeah, you got, you know, it's like you start negotiating and you start selling yourself when you don't need to be.
There's
no negotiation.
Yeah.
And I just got really quiet and I did say to him, hey, like, listen, the fact that it bothers you, it's okay. It's okay. If that's how you feel, it's okay. No, I'm not asking you to be their friends. And I'm fine. And I think partly being a dad has made him more sensitive and more empathetic. And I think Maria said to him something like Kevin was just really excited to see. He kept saying, I'm going to see my brother. I'm going to see my brother. And I think it really hit Joe. And he did something that he's pretty much, I think, to my recollection, only done it once. Like, that was our only fist fight.
Oh.
He apologized afterwards. And like 30 years ago. But he said, I'm really sorry for all of this. Like, I don't want to upset you. He's like, and I realize it's my ego because I have a problem with these people and right. Not you. And it was really nice because we don't want to get rid of our old friends. And just like, and I'll tell you guys, like a civilian cliche is that people make it and they forget the little people or they move on. It's really not like that. Most of us want nothing more than to bring our loved ones with us. In fact, you see, especially with a lot of young athletes, that's the first thing they do. And that's why they get themselves in terrible trouble because they do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone once told me this. This is very interesting. Like, why would you want to bring little people with you anyway? Ooh. And why would you want to be around little people anyway? And what the person meant was not little in terms of finances, but little in terms of mind, like small-minded people.
You don't want that.
It's a really good point.
It's a great point.
And, but usually the people, because they can't grow with you. Mm. And then you have to. Like, okay, how many times can you invite, and this isn't Joe, Joe survived for how many decades, but how many times can you invite a person to a high-end party and then have them go up and say something obnoxious to the Kardashians or Sylvester Stallone or, do you know what I mean? And like embarrass you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, or do any other number of things. Dismiss what you're doing or get in the way of your business, how you feed yourself. You just, because of their small-mindedness.
I always feel like a good, like, you know, a good test of that in my little experience with it, but it's like, it's what you're saying right now. Can I?
Oh, you're getting a lot of it, honey. There's no little about what you're going through. But go ahead.
It's like, can I bring this person to a higher end dinner? Or
we all try
without having to babysit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I always think about that.
Then you babysit, so there goes your night.
Exactly.
And it's just like, wait, what?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
And that's a choice they're making.
Yeah.
Because guess what? When I go to a get, if you brought me around with your friends, I know I'm going to behave in a different way, Kelsey.
Yeah.
out of courtesy to you and to those people.
Right.
So, but it is nice when you have those friends who can grow with you, or at least admire. Like with Joe, he might not have grown with us. He grew in his own way and slow and steady, and less skyrocket kind of growth, but he always respected our growth. Same with Marissa's friend, Alyssa. Mm-hmm. Maria's friend, Alyssa, which is why they've been around. Like, hey, I think it's really cool you're growing and you keep it up. And it was just nice. And I think it was because I stopped negotiating. And I just went into like, okay, I'm going to have a good time for this, you know, first time in maybe 2 years at this like little event. I'm going to have a nice time. Yeah. I'm going to have fun. And, you know, if this is how you're going to be, then, you know, you're probably not going to be able to be in physical proximity. I mean, you'll always be emotionally, and I'll always be there in any way, shape, or form. You need me when you call. But as far as me, you know, reaching back, and I just was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to let this affect me.
Good for you.
And, but it worked because, you know, he felt the boundaries and said, you know, hey, no, wait, you're right. I don't want to do this. And I said to him, you know, because the old me then would start advising him, saying, Joe, and you're carrying anger and you have to stop. And these people aren't worth it. And I was doing that too. But that's for you. Mm-hmm. If you want to carry it, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to anymore. And this is how I want to live. And
when those people, they're not going to take that.
I don't know if we can get him to run security on the Forgiveness Tour. We'll have to ask him.
Are you kidding me? He'll do it if I ask him.
Maybe if you ask him. I don't know.
Joe, please. We'll play Taylor for you.
Yeah.
Biggest Taylor Swift fan. He said I'm not allowed. He said I'm not allowed to tell anybody that.
He's a closet Taylor Swift. He's a Swiftie.
Not listening.
He's a Swiftie.
He's a Swiftie. But that's great, Kev.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's anything in there that helps you guys, because you're going to be seeing some old friends or whatever. And, you know, I hate the idea that they all have to get cast out, because that's the easiest thing to do. And sometimes it's necessary.
No, I think it's really hard. I know for myself, when I go home, I never tell anybody and I never post. And I always tell my sister, don't post me on your shit, because I don't want to have to be like, no, I don't want to hang out with you. Because
all right, let's take a break. And then I want to visit that, because you are going home.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
And then we were talking on the Patreon about how I do feel like you're hitting a glass ceiling.
Yes.
So is Maria. We'll talk about why that's happening and what the symptoms are, maybe how to get through it. All that more on this, the Christmas prep / no prep edition of Regular Guy Friday.
How is it already the holidays? For many of us, that means travel and family, and unfortunately, it can mean stress and pressures too. Tis the season to be jolly, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way, and that's okay. Ease some of the burdens the holidays can bring with Talkspace Online Therapy. I know this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom, and you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com. I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
Hey, queens.
Hey, queens.
Hey, Christmas queens.
Hey, Christmas queens.
Christmas with a
K.
Thank you.
Duh.
So crisp.
So crisp.
But yeah, Kelsey, so when you go home.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's really hard.
But I could see, because you would get drained because everyone would want to see you, and you want to see your mom and dad.
Correct.
And your sister.
Correct.
Right?
So, and I hate saying that. I feel like gross saying everyone wants to see
no,
me.
No.
It's true. I even
and
had,
also like you're in LA and like come on
right,
like
right.
You know, like
I mean, I have people, Kevin, I'm like crawl out of, I have not talked to you since college, and it's like, oh, you never hit me up when you're home.
Two words.
What?
More coming.
Oh God.
This is what you have to be
really
ready for,
hard.
Kelsey. No, because the more you're in this world.
Yeah.
The more they're gonna come out.
Yeah, it's really hard.
And there's a whole scam on how to manage it.
Oh, I can't wait.
But here,
then I feel
okay,
guilty.
Can I teach you the scam?
Tell me the scam.
Okay. There's a way to do it where you don't have to hide.
Mm.
So one of the great ways is I'm going to be at this bar from these hours.
That's brilliant.
Come see me.
Yep. Come one, come all.
You know, Shelley's Alice, we've had her on the show here.
Yeah.
Dear friend and mentor of Maria. Brilliant lady.
Yeah.
She taught me that.
That's
she
really
would
smart.
Go. So when she goes to New York... This girl is unbelievable. She'll go to New York at her hotel. She'll go down to the hotel bar, and she'll have her like visiting hours. Basically, she'll come meet me at the bar from 6 to 9. I'm going to be there, and
amazing.
I've never seen anything like it. Probably 8 tables of different people, and she's such a bad bee that she's not only going table to table greeting everyone, she's connecting everybody. Like, we were meeting with the heads of Johnson & Johnson.
Wow.
Maria's great. You're going to love her. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. Hey, Kyle, Brad, hi. Like,
wow.
And she sees everybody for her 3 hours and then done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like
that's
a way to do it. Now, you'll have
idea.
People that will be offended by that. But that's what, that's again, that's on them.
Yeah.
Because I've had that too, like
yeah.
Where it's like, no, I want you, like what, to vampire me for like 9 hours?
Well, exactly.
No.
I've had people get mad, and I'm just like,
no. Try this, but you never tried this before.
No, I love this.
We have our one open event.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I love that.
We've got the Kelsey meet and greet.
Come over to the Meyer backyard.
Yeah, hometown
we'll
meet and greet.
Wine.
By the way,
yeah.
the backyard's great too, but now they're at your house.
Good point.
That's I like
point.
An off-campus location.
So we can all go home.
So you can pull the plug.
Yeah.
Or stay if it's going well.
That's a great idea. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, hometown meet and greet.
Mm.
Always works. Just set up the meet and greet.
I like that.
And then you get to see people and that's it, in and out.
Yeah.
And then you train them to be like, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And for me, I would go... I haven't done it in a while because of the pandemic, but when I go home to Liberty, I like to stay at the Liberty because the Liberty Hotel in Boston, because it's got a really fun bar.
Yeah.
Same thing. As I just get my room and a couple of my friends and stuff will stay or crash. I always get 2 beds because it always ends up being 3 or 4 people who get too drunk to go home. They just crash
amazing.
You. But also people just come in and out.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's great.
And that's how we do it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. That's it.
And I'll report in you guys next week.
The Kelsey meet and greet is going to be amazing.
amazing. Yeah. No, that's really good.
And so, Kels, yeah, I feel like your year, God, we probably should have prepared for this.
What a year.
Yeah, maybe for the Christmas Eve show.
Yeah, next week.
We should kind of go over like what, let's go over like the victories.
Yeah.
And where you started, where you ended. Mm. Or I started, where I ended. Like, you know, and yeah. By the way, if we fell short, we should probably mention that too. But I feel like with you, you had said something on the Patreon show that made me realize, like, I think you're bumping your head on a glass ceiling to get to the next level of your life.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's going on now. Mm-hmm. Like, ever since you've got the stomach issues now on the run.
Yeah.
I feel like, and ever since you kind of finally started winning that battle, it was like that war, like the stomach was kicking the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Got you to your peak. Then all of a sudden you got one win, two wins. And now, like, the stomach's on the run. And I just feel like so much is elevating for you now. And then that's what's going to be, like you were saying, like you feel weird or funky. Right? Tell me.
I think I've mentioned this to you guys. I do my therapy like once every 2 months, you know, and it's kind of nice because I feel like I don't need it all the time, but I get a little check-in. I'll bring her a list. But I wanted to get a session in before I went home because the last like week or so, I'm like, I literally feel like I want to run my head and or my hand through a wall. I always know that I have like one of my problems with my stomach is I've swallowed frustration and anger and not let it come out. But oh my God, recently I'm just like,
like you almost feel like you're coming out of your skin.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So what does a caterpillar do?
Grows into a butterfly.
Well, it comes out of its skin.
Mm.
So it's like you're like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like the glass ceilings. You're ready to just like enough. And you're probably getting messages from the universe where people from your past are trying to keep you in that room that you're in now.
Yes.
And so, and I was saying, like, you are at the glass ceiling. They're on the floor. Mm. You're at the glass ceiling. So you're definitely vibrating above them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you're still in the same box.
Right.
And you're ready to break through now and go to the next scam or box.
So what do you do?
I think we have to breathe.
Yeah.
And evaluate and assess. And when we talked about this week on the show is the new year plan. And Monday we get into it. Today, you know, yesterday's show was
Organizing,
like building the foundation. Yeah. And then I'm really excited for you guys to hear Monday's show because we'll get into the actual roll the sleeves up and the work to actually build the plan. And I feel like, Kelsey, if you can, you got to take the 100-foot view of your life and you have to look at, okay, like what is going to, I think you know what that level above you is, what it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to educate you on that. Mm-mm. Right?
I don't think so.
So maybe we do. So what does that room look like? Where do you want to be career-wise? Where do you want to be financially? What friends do you want to have? Like what, all of it. Mm. So then we can paint a picture of what that room looks like, right? Mm. Then what we're going to do is, what are our choices and behaviors and patterns and things we're doing? And what are we, content are we consuming? What friends are we hanging out with? Okay. In the room we're in now, what of everything I just mentioned is going to get us up to that next room.
Next one.
And what is going to keep us in that old room, that old floor? Because I didn't want to say floors, it's levels.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
That old level. And that's what's going to break you through. And just like when you molt, when you shed skin, the snake sheds its skin, whatever the case is, like, it doesn't seem like it's a comfortable process. So it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Very.
But right now you're banging your head.
Yeah. That's why.
Once you break through, it'll hurt a little more, but then it's going to feel great. But I'm sure you're having people who are just, you know, on the bottom of that level, have you vibrating there.
Yeah.
And again, I feel like this was an analogy I gave Maria. I go, you know, Maria, like if, God, I hate saying this stuff because it all comes out wrong. But I was just saying, when we were home, I said, you know, Maria, like, it's almost like if this were, not finances, but like just life in terms of, let's say, a Yogi Cameron or, I'm trying to think, who are the highest vibrating people we've had on the show?
Gosh, like even like a Patty Penn.
Right. So if they're like at the high level, they're like high class.
Yeah.
And then you've got middle class and then you've got low class. I said, we were at the bottom of high class, I feel like, in terms of our vibrating. You know, we're getting there. And then, like, I feel like who we were around for, like, during the mom's illness brought us down to, like I said, we're like the upper middle class of the vibrations. Yeah. And we were feeling it. And the even though the people that were with us were of the lower middle class, that we're still in the same technically level or class. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
And I'm like, no, I want to be at bottom of the top, not at the top of the bottom.
Yes.
Right?
That makes sense.
So a lot of people ego-wise like to be at the top of the bottom because you feel like a king. Mm. You know, I had my like nemesis in life. He always was around dumb people.
So it made him feel better.
That's right. Mm. And that's why I was I don't want to be.
No. Me neither.
You know, but you want to be around people who vibrate higher, who are smarter, who are all those things. And again, not always fun, not comfortable, not really good on your ego, but you will grow that way. And I think that, you know, with you, Kelsey, yeah, that's what's going on. And then as we know from this show, we know the universe is going to mess with you and test you to see if you're ready. And you gotta think, like, be like Tiffany Haddish. She ready?
She ready?
She ready?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's so wild. Like, I feel like that's it. You put it perfectly. Because it's like, I don't know. I'm just like so emotional. I'm like, what is wrong?
Well, then there's the mourning of leaving that level.
Yeah.
And the grief.
Yeah.
Which is real.
Whoa. Crazy. But then it's funny because, like, certain people who are the ones who vibrate higher, who I want to be with in that next box, like they'll pop into my life. Like literally a phone call I got from my friend last night that I haven't talked to in a minute. I was like, who is in that box? I was like, oh, thank you, universe. Like yes. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yes. So it just wild. Messes. By the way, the universe, I think, totally believes in comedy must rule. Yeah. And it's the biggest scam artist going.
Honestly,
because the universe just fucks with you.
No lie, Kev. I was on the phone with my mom just kind of telling her. I was like, oh, I just feel like telling her about this. Hung up, was doing something else, doing my work, whatever. This person calls. And I feel like, I was like, what the fuck?
Right?
It's crazy.
So
yeah,
that's what's going on. And I just, because I just see every day that goes by, you glow brighter. Thanks. You float easier. You really are coming into your adulthood as a young woman and a leader, all these like great things. But now, you know, you want to keep going. So this is what's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, like, your journey was not an easy one. It was hard now, easy later, easy now, hard later. Like, it was bumpy. And this is like a lot of times too, especially if you guys go into you're going into the new year and you want to make those changes, you know, halfway through all of your changes, you're going to just want to quit because it's going to it going to get messy.
It's going to get messy.
You have to stay the course to break through. So with Kelsey, like, I think of like where your stomach was at. Like right? It was just like, and it was Kelsey's ordeal was like, I want to fix my stomach, but I also want to grow my career. And I'm in a really challenging, the most maybe challenging career there is, which is going to require everything of me. And, you know, she bent but didn't break. Mm-hmm. But probably came close.
Oh, yeah.
As I have many, many times and will many times more. But if you can hang in, you'll break through that glass ceiling and get to the next side. So, so that's what's going on with you. That's what I think. And I think Maria, in her world, too.
Yeah, I think you're spot on.
Is going through it. I think it's like she's going through it. And, you know, I am too. It just comes up. To me, it's in a different way. I think that's where I am, like, just so overcome with fatigue. And, yeah. Yeah, I
think you are too. Someone said on the show today, said that, that Kevo needs rest time. He said, I love this. Kevin needs a rest.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Thank you for saying that. You know, I was saying to Kelsey before the show, like, I go, sometimes I just wish I had the typical Italian mother who would say, you need to come home and rest. And
I'll cook for you.
No, instead, it's like, you need to rest. And then, now, did you send me that from Amazon? I need you to... not to blame mother. It's not
we mother. Love mother.
I'm just saying, like, it would be nice, but... as someone once told me, when I said, God, when do I get to shit the bed? And someone wise once said, no, you can't because you are the bed.
Oh, God.
So we don't get that option.
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, whatevs.
Whatevs.
Let's take one commercial break, more people, and then we'll come back and I'm going to go over again why, how your enemies will figure into your new year. When you can really relieve yourself of them and then what you can take from them. I think that's something kind of cool.
I like that.
And I think the statement that Mark Zuckerberg, or the character of Mark Zuckerberg in Social Network, when he said, you have the most minimal amount of my attention. Very important to remember that. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, Heal Squad. The holiday season is festive and fun, but it can also be stressful. Gift shopping, hosting, and traveling all take a toll. Quality sleep is essential to help boost energy, recovery, and well-being. That's why I'm here to talk to you about Sleep Number. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. You go online and take a quiz, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually an amazing process. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait until you try. My bed is also temperature balancing and has a foot heater, perfect for the cooler months. Trust me, don't go anywhere else for a mattress. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the Light Up Haunted House for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
Oh, Kelsey Alexander Meyer.
Hey.
How exciting.
Hey.
So far, I'm looking at the list of sponsors for the Forgiveness Tour.
No,
Monster Drinks is on board. Yeah, I think.
Not Bang Bang Energy?
No, they
pulled out.
They passed. They pulled out. Yeah, they turns out they weren't so big on forgiveness after all. I think Uber Eats.
Oh, love that.
Blue Chews.
Blue what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the ones that advertise on the podcast. Yeah.
Uber Eats. I like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they're excited. So, yeah.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah, because you know what? When you go on forgiveness tour, you may work up an appetite. And there's nothing better than Uber Eats. Just practicing.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
That was good. So order with Uber Eats.
I just remember, guys, forgiveness does not always mean reconciliation. Mm. I think the biggest, you know, my biggest thing with the easiest way to deal with forgiveness and your enemies is if you can ask yourself the question, are they still a threat to me? Mm. Like, are they still out there in the universe trying to destroy me? And if they're not, then I think it's easier to forgive them. And then if they're not, but if they got proximity again and they would again, then you forgive, but you don't reconcile. You can reconcile if you know their past, whatever they did to you. I've had people who are just broken. You know, I call them toothless saber-toothed tigers. Like, they can't hurt you anymore.
Toothless.
So then it's okay to reconcile. But I will say, and I've said this before on, you know, one of our shows, I can't tell you how valuable your enemies are. Not just teaching you life lessons, but if you could just write down all the things you hate about them, it's great because they give you basically the blueprint of what you don't want to be.
Ooh, I like that.
Like, I can't tell you what, you know, me, Kelsey, just my striving to be cool boss. But it comes from a place of having so many horrible bosses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I think of the bosses that were lazy and overpaid and but worked underpaid and overworked everyone else and expected everyone else to do what they never did.
Yep.
And how much I hated that. And or when they were inconsiderate or when they were not empathetic or just mean, you know? But they were all, you know, I can always go back to them and be like, oh, I don't want to be that person. Mm. And then when I think of the, you know, the couple of arch enemies I've had, one in particular, I'm like, oh my God, the narcissism, the ego, all, it's just been such a great, like, no, that's what he would do. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So that's always helpful. And I think all of these things have to come up because as you go into your new year and if you want to grow, really want to, because sometimes if you're like me, your anger over what people have done to you really will hold you back. I will say it never held me back, so I really want to correct myself there. I always took action, and not in the form of revenge. I was of the school of success is the best revenge. So I always took action and used it as motivation to do something from, you know, myself, and that was great. Listen, that's better than sitting in it and just being angry, like unfortunately Joe would be, you know, who I mentioned earlier, but the way to get really past it is just if you can just detach and say, you know, hey,
yeah,
universe sent them here to teach me stuff. I learned my lessons. I'm going to stay with, I'm glad I'm not around them. And, they can be a barometer to teach me on how to not, how I want to be, you know, they by showing through them, showing us kind of how shitty they are. So anyway, but I think as you go into the new year, that could be something that is going to hinder you. And I will tell you, for me, the more I shed it, the better I feel. So.
Well, when you just hold on, I mean, ugh, it just eats inside of you. Like,
well,
and they're not.
It, I will tell you, thank goodness that I took that energy and just worked. I can't tell you how many times, 4 a.m, I didn't want to get out of bed to work, whether it was construction or in this business or renovations, whatever. And I was just like, and I would think of them and go, no, they win if I stay in bed. So up I would get. So, and again, great for then, but you know, and if that's the best you can do, then well, that's better then. But I think at some point you'll run out of things to do. You know what I mean? There's only so many things you can build, conquer, fix. And eventually like you really, it starts to catch up to you and you get tired and then you're better without it. But if that's the best you can do, then more power to you. You just can't sit with it. I think also the other thing too is, you know, I can't say enough about taking action. I've been at my best when I take action over when I have things in my life that bother me or friends have things in their life. And I've learned that it's bothered people. It bothers Maria. It bothers Roxy, who's one of my best friends. But Roxy is very self-aware. So she'll always tell people, do not call him. Don't call Kevin. If you just want to get a seat at the I Got Fuck Foundation table, which, by the way, we love that table, Kelsey.
On the forgiveness tour, we do.
Yeah, on the forgiveness tour, yes.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
What?
I just thought of something. If we go on the forgiveness tour 22, we'll get kicked out of the I Got Fuck Foundation. No, you'll have to turn your card in, Kelsey.
Oh.
Because you can't say you got fucked if you forgive.
Maybe we reschedule the tour. I'm just kidding. Let's go.
Push the tour. Really? Go forward?
I think we go forward.
Oh, it's so fun to be in the I Got Fucked Foundation. No, I mean, I still, like, I like my benefits. You know what I mean? There's so many good things that I get. And I have, like, my 30-year pin they sent me.
Damn.
That I get to wear.
Wow.
On my tie clip. Yeah.
Your tie clip.
Yeah.
What's the symbol? What does it look like?
Oh, I'll show you.
Cool.
It just says IFF.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's got like a sad clown. It's got like a sad face on it.
Your member badge.
Yeah, because you got fucked.
Yeah, you
got
to turn it all in.
But I still pay. I keep up with my dues.
That's
like
good.
I just, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Where was I?
You digress.
Yeah, where was I?
I really don't know. I don't
yeah,
remember.
See?
Where were you going with
this? Because we talked about getting fucked.
Oh, I remember that people, Roxy and Maria, don't like.
No, so Roxy would say, call other members of the IFF if that's what you want.
You
got fucked and that sucks and yeah, and F them and yeah, you're a bad B and we're all queens. But don't call him Kev because I'm going to take action.
Right.
I'm going to go, okay, get it all out. Great. What are our assets? Where do we stand? Great. This is what we're doing. We're going to lean into this. We're going to fix it. And I'll say to Maria, like, I only know how to get up and fight. I don't know how to do anything else. But I will say that as I continue to study stoicism, like, take action.
Yeah.
Yes, think for a minute. But take action. And whether it is I'm depressed and I'm going to organize my room, or which we talked about, you know, yesterday. But so many of your problems, whether you're depressed or you're angry or something bad's happened, take action. You know, we've got a crime issue here in LA. And there are a lot of people who are just being eaten alive by anxiety and fear. And listen, to a degree it's founded, but either move, which is an action, or if you're going to stay, take action. Okay. So what protocols can I put in place?
Mm-hmm.
What lights do I put on the property? Alarms, this, that, defenses, like be more of a... I only know how to take action.
Yeah.
But I will say that so many times in people's lives, they're like turtles on their backs.
Yeah.
And they're just, I'm like, no, come on, flip that shell over and let's go. Let's lean into this. Let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
even going
into the new year, what, you know, when I say organize your foundation and create your new year plan, it's taking
action. Yeah.
What are you going to say, Kelsey?
No, I was just going to say, even like, I liked the turtle analogy, because it's like, and I've said it multiple times, it's even small steps. It's, you know, it's even slow steps, but
that's
it's
it.
Like
something.
The tortoise is still moving forward.
That's it.
Like, yeah.
Just 1 yard. You know, when Maria, I don't know if she talked about it on her show, but when we were home, you know, she had a heart to heart with the dad.
Mm.
And Costas, my best friend. I mean, come on, he's the best. But she was like, hey, I'm 43 and I'm a bad
B.
And I'm a bad B. And you know what? Like, no, have been supporting everybody for the last, the family for the last, you know, 20 years. And you're not going to tell me anymore who to be with, who I have to do, what I know. And I said to Maria, I go, listen, she's like, why do I feel so great? It was one little conversation because that was your first step.
Yeah.
Let me bring it back to sports, Kelsey, because I know a lot of our regular gals and guys love my sports analogies,
right,
particularly the ones from 1985. There's an old quarterback by the name of Steve Grogan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we had a Tom Brady,
right,
there was a Steve Grogan. And before they were Patriots Nation, America's team in the most like obnoxious winning franchise in football history, they were literally, and I kid you not, the most dysfunctional, sloppiest, loser franchise in all of sports, this side of what the Clippers were in L.A.
Wow, that's crazy.
Horrible. I mean, like, literally, like, the owner of the team bankrupted the team because he backed the Michael Jackson victory tour.
Oh,
he took all the team's
my
money, and we're going to back the,
no
the victory
way
tour concert, which was a flop. They lost all their money. I mean, it was like the quarterback, this guy Jim Plunkett, who leaves us and goes and wins a bunch of Super Bowls over in for the Raiders. The fans in the stadium threw a lit grill hibachi with the coals and everything
shut
at his head.
Up.
Yeah, it was just, it was out in the, and by the way, they put it on Foxborough, which at the time made no sense. It was just out in the woods, it, like in the sticks. The stands were just metal. There were no seats. It was just metal, like a high school.
Horrible, yeah.
Awful. And so we have a quarterback by the name of Steve Grogan, who there's many stories in this guy because when he starts in the 70s.
Was this during Montana era? And like when the
yes,
Niners were killing?
Okay. But in the 70s, before Montana, this guy could run. He had a rocket for an arm, and he could run 100 yards a game. And people were like, this is before Michael Vick. And before you saw it, he was like, wait, what? It's like, who's this, like, this white farmer boy from Kansas? But he was kind of a head case. And he made a lot of mistakes. But he was really tough. And so one of the things he would do is, rather than get rid of the ball, he would stay in the pocket and get crushed. Mm. Then he would get rid of the ball. Like they used to say, like this guy Howard Cosell would say, Steve Grogan can sit back and eat lunch before he throws the ball. He would wait that long. But
very
then,
Russell Wilson.
But they broke. No, Russell was fast and could get away.
Mm.
Over time, like, and Russell was smarter.
Yeah.
No, Russell, like, Russell's Russell. You know, Russell Wilson is whatever. You know, when I Russell Wilson something.
Exactly.
That means I'm doing it myself,
he's
so
doing
believe
himself.
Me. You know, you're talking the biggest Russell Wilson mark there ever was. So this guy ends up, his body just gets broken down. Mm. Knees gone, elbows gone, neck brace.
Jesus
literally
Christ.
The only quarterback you'd see with a neck brace he played with.
He played?
Yes. So he goes to the bench at the end of his career and he's like, all right, I'll just wear the headset and kind of call plays. And in 1985, they were like 2-3, the Patriots, you know, typical shit team. And the quarterback at the time, Champagne Tony Eason, handsome Southern California boy, got injured. And they were like, he's like, wait, what? I have to play? And he got in the game, and the first play, he fumbled.
Steve.
And then he was like, and then he got mad,
mm-hmm,
which is what he needed to do. He's like, no, I'm mad. And he's like, I needed that. Because at first, I was like, wait, what am I doing out here? And my career's over. Like, I can't do this anymore. Then he got mad. And at the last play of that game, he had them all in the huddle. And he said, guys, this next play is the first play on the road to the Super Bowl. And they all, like, looked at him.
Like, you crazy.
You're
loser.
Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, we're horrible. We're the Patriots. Like, we're 2-3. And he pulls out this trick play from the 1950s called the reverse naked bootleg.
What?
And you just see, like, but Kelsey, what the two teams are on one side of the field. He faked everyone out, and you see him limp around completely alone and unmolested.
Shut up.
He just limps into the end zone for the touchdown, and they win the game.
Wow.
And you know what happened? He wins 6 more games in a row, breaks his leg, but the teams now, he had them all fired up, and they went to Super Bowl. Now, they played the best team in history in the Bears, and they didn't start him, even though he had rehabbed himself, and they started the Eason, who got crushed, and then they lost the game.
Wow.
But the message was, when everyone thinks you're crazy, like, no, this is the first step. This is the first bite of the wheel. This is that first step on the road to the Super Bowl. And I said, Maria, this is your first step.
Yeah.
And Kelsey, you may have already taken your step, or maybe you haven't. But just know that it just starts with that one step that you think that's like, yeah, it's no big deal, but I feel really good that I was able to preserve my like 30-year brotherhood with Joe and hold my ground and get to keep stay on my forgiveness tour, whereas I either would have quit the forgiveness tour or given up the 30-year friendship.
Yeah.
And maybe that's my first victory on the road to my Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like with Maria, she had that one win, that one little win.
That's all you need.
That's
to
it.
Get started.
Just one. So you know what? Like you may have already had it or you may have it. By the way, you're going home and you're going to be tested, Kelsey.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone's going to want you back in that room to stay at that level.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, I'm going to this next level. And you know what I always say to people too? You know what's great about me, if I may break my hand, patting myself on the back, is I always say like, you're welcome to come with me.
Right.
There's room on the space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't fuck up the space shuttle.
Right.
You know? No. Yeah. Sit in your seat. Seatbelt on. You know?
Get rid of your fucking
no
bricks.
Six bathroom breaks. Yeah. You know? No complaining. There's no free drinks on the... No. Stop it. Stop. You know?
Yeah.
But I... You know? And you're like that too. If you guys want to come out of...
Yeah.
Come up this next level.
Yeah.
Happy to have you. Mm-hmm. And that's more than most people will say.
Yeah.
But you're not going to stop me. And even if you slow me down, then that's it. You're out.
Yep. Yep. If you take any of my energy that needs to be going elsewhere, nope. Can't have that.
PYE.
PYE.
Protect your energy.
Protect your energy.
Well, listen, if you have life's hard enough, and then imagine if you have like lofty goals and you want to be better, you got to protect your energy.
Yeah.
So, Kelsey.
I feel like you want to know what I think. I mean, one of my first steps, I feel like, was when you helped me with... telling my family, I'm like, no, I cannot go from LA to some resort to New Mexico to the
Like I'm because most of like again the Heel Squad understands this too. Like most of us are like working our asses off.
Yeah,
like we don't work like regular people.
No,
who may do a 40-hour work week, and of that 40 hours, they may do 20-25 between texting and being on Facebook. Like, you know, most of us is like, we're being moms, we're being dads, we're being doggy parents, we're being great parents. We're like, you know, career driven, and you know, we're trying to do it all, and like, we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daria. So bring it back to Daria, Sonia Deville. So Daria, you know, I love like she's like her sister gets it. So when Daria goes home, her older sister,
I was gonna say she older,
is cooking like. You know, Thanksgiving, for example. And she's like, Daria, do not even come near the kitchen.
Wow.
You sit in the living room, have a drink, relax. You watch TV. We can talk from in there. You're not moving a muscle.
That's
because
amazing.
She knows Daria is on four flights, you guys, a week. Four economy flights a week. But she's on two. She's one of the few superstars that's on both shows, which is on USA and Fox, literally the number one shows on cable. So it's something she has to do.
Mm.
But she beats the hell out of her body to do it.
Yeah.
But the family that's the best around her are the ones who go, we get it.
We get it.
I always love the story like Larry Bird, he quit basketball when he was a freshman in college and the brother said, and he was like, well, I can go to this other school. We'll have me like this little state school. But he's like, but I don't have the money. And the brother's like, no, I'm going to get a job up there. I'll work as a landscape, whatever. I'm going to get a shit job up there to make enough money. So we'll have an apartment together because you're Larry fucking Bird.
Wow.
And you're going to become Larry Bird.
Wow.
And Larry Bird goes to the state college that has never been to the finals and probably never will be. It was like a glorified community college.
Yeah.
And he took them all the way to the finals and then becomes Larry Bird. But he had the brother who was like, no, no, no. Wow. I see you. I get you. I
wow,
got you.
What a gift. Talk about someone like just being able to put their ego aside. Because that's what I feel like often. It's like people's egos get in the
way. I mean, I do it every day. Like
unwell.
With Maria and other people I see. Like, and I'm not saying it again to pat myself on the back.
No,
it's like,
you do, though.
But that's what you do.
Yep.
You just pick, no, I get it.
Yep.
You're always like working hard. Like, you, okay, I get it. Yep. I got you. I'll support you on this.
Yep.
But yeah, it's, but so, I don't know. When you see that, it's nice. Now, she also has other people. Who still, you know, like
claws.
Oh, memory,
yeah.
There's something else about the meet and greet.
Okay, tell.
Yeah, see, sometimes, again, I'm going to date myself a little bit. Great cartoon, Tennessee Tuxedo.
Oh, no idea.
So Tennessee and Chumley were two zoo characters in a cartoon. And Stanley Livingston ran the zoo.
Okay.
And Tennessee always had harebrained ideas and scams, always. And was always getting, he and Chumley were always getting into trouble. And often they wanted to escape from the zoo. And every time they needed answers, they'd go to Phineas J. Whoopi, the smartest man they knew.
These names.
And but unfortunately, Phineas J. Whoopi would give them all this information, how to like build a catapult or how to, you know, and he would spring propulsion and this. That was actually very educational. And then, you know, Tennessee Tuxedo would say, Phineas J. Whoopi, you're the greatest. And Phineas J. Whoopi, almost every time, would go, no, but boys, wait. They would always leave too early.
Oh, no.
And that's why they wouldn't get all the lessons.
Oh, no.
So, yes. So I will say that I'm going to be your Phineas J. Whoopi on the meet and greet.
Ah.
And you're like, yeah, you're the greatest. No, wait. Come back.
Okay. Here we are. That is very me. Okay, bye.
Yeah, you have to know. So Daria, we were talking and she was saying how. She was like, I was out with some old friends and like it was so good. Like we connected and stuff like that. And then, a few hours later, I was back at their place and it was like, but you wouldn't get that with all your money. Or, but that's God. Not, I know you stay in hotels and, you wouldn't understand what we little people go through. And it was just constant. But again, like, remember what I said earlier? Who's the little people in that equation?
Them.
Right? Mm. Is that not a small-minded person who would be in a... And it really made her uncomfortable. But I said to her, I go, okay, you got to know when to pull the plug on the meet and greet.
Yeah. Yeah. You do not go back to their place.
What's that?
I said you do not go back to their place.
No, I said it would have been a wonderful night had it ended at the dinner or the bar, right? She goes, yeah, you got to get out.
Yeah.
So there's times where you know because when people, they start taking their shots.
Right.
If they're drinking.
I feel like it's always you gracefully exit. I always think that there's at parties too. Exit or like leave when it's on a high. Don't wait till it starts to, you know, come down.
And I will tell you, back when I vibrated low, Slash was awesome. the lights would go on and I, whatever, always was there.
Of course.
Every party, the sun would come up. I'd be the last one walking.
I've had my days.
But at the same time, listen, there's groups I've gone on to and I used to say 2-drink minimum.
Yeah.
I go, it's not my 2 drinks, it's their 2 drinks.
Right.
Because by the 3rd drink, Mr. Hollywood. Drink, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Oh, here he is. You know, and it's like, yep, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
And then I say, my fault, because I shouldn't be here. I know better. I know better. So now, that's how you execute the meet and greet. I'm going to be here these hours. And then, you know what? It's nice to have a friend who vibrates high enough with you to get you in and out, if you can have that. But if not, then you have you.
Yep. And you know what? I'm JFF.
JFF. And what does that stand for?
Just effing fine.
I'm just effing fine.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. I got my Netflix. I got Hulu.
Which I have a new favorite show, you guys.
What?
HBO Max is so underrated. They have the best stuff. There's this show called Love Life that never got enough.
Like, okay. Is it still on?
Yes. It's Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
And she's from Pitch Perfect. And, you know, she's like good in Pitch Perfect. She's so good in this, Kev. It's really good. And it takes you through like her love life in her early 20s and how they have it, like the episodes formulated. It's like each episode's a different guy. It's really good. I feel like I'm in. Yeah. Like I can see myself in all. Anyways, it's really good.
Okay. Love it.
I have my love life to get to.
Obviously, we're all loving Succession. Shrink Next Door, painful AF to watch, good. Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd do a great job. I think that's also HBO.
Yeah.
Or maybe Apple.
It's Apple. Because I saw it on a billboard on Sunset. I need to watch that.
Yeah.
Two incredible actors.
I'm going to throw a little... Listen, kids. Marie and I, we watched Rudolph. We usually watch all our specials, but it's hard without Baby and Benny.
Yeah.
20 years of Baby and Benny watching with us as our kids. We'd put them in their little outfits and we'd watch with them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to say, I don't think Vincenza appreciates the Christmas specials as much.
Winnie doesn't care.
She didn't care as much about Rudolph.
She doesn't care.
But
she just wants to be held.
We've had some shout-outs for Christmas specials and spirits. People, I want you to listen to this. We are going to do it next year, and we're going to do it well. In fact, I'm going to tape them at probably during the year.
Love.
So we can have enough next year. We will not let you down. But I will say, very underrated Christmas movie, I think. Well, there's two. Okay. One is, I think it's called 29th Street. Mm. It was done in the 80s. If you've seen all the Christmas movies, I mean, and I mean like, I'm not talking about the Hallmark and Lifetime ones. You know what you're getting with those.
Yeah.
They're very saccharine. They're fine. But if you're looking for
Nothing against the holiday fix-up.
No. By the way, number three in all of Lifetime. Did you hear that?
Wow.
That's huge. Behind Reba and wow. I forget who else the number one star is. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And they were saying it, from what I heard, they were like Jane and Queenie.
That's amazing. I mean, honestly, the bits, because usually, kill me, but I can't really watch those. They destroy me.
You know what you do with them? Huh. What I did when Lisa was sick, we just had it on in the background.
Yes.
That's
and
it.
You can do other stuff. But
yeah,
this
and
one,
you just see the colors and
yeah,
the smiles. And,
no,
yeah.
But this one was really good.
It
like,
was good,
I kept
right?
being like, okay, they're good actors. Like,
and the story was good. You know, the writer lives close by here.
Really?
So you know I'm writing one.
Mm-hmm. I did know that.
Yes. So I'm writing one now. And I was, and I thought.
Can I roll?
Oh, yeah, you know, of course, Kel.
Yes.
I mean, you know if it's me,
yes.
then Queenie's going to want to slice my throat.
I know. Well, she can have a much
well, she doesn't
role.
Like the cutting of the line with people, but, she, you know, she's like, no one ever appreciates it when they don't have to earn it.
I'll
I'm like,
appreciate
yes.
you.
That's why we're going to be hard as parents because, yeah. She's right. No, she's right. Queenie's
she's right.
right.
She is right.
But I,
all
but,
audition.
Well, that night I said to one of the producers, I'm like, here's the idea. Like, wait, I've never heard anything like that before. I'm like, well, I'm working on it. And
working
on yeah,
it.
And it's, by the way, and it's good for me too. And I know we're late, guys, but I will say.
Oh, yeah. The as underrated.
Underrated Christmas movies. Mm. If you want to see something on the level of It's a Wonderful Life or whatever, I think a little notch below that is 29th Street was an 80s movie. Might be hard to find. But one that was done 2 years ago or a year ago. I will still say Fat Man.
Yeah, we watched
Mel Gibson.
It.
You know, really something like a darker version of what Santa goes through and how people don't believe in him and how like people are more violent today and what they put him through and how the government's kind of involved and they are leaning on him to kind of give more presents out to just everybody. And he's like, he's kind of like the, no, not everyone gets a trophy. Like, no, I'm giving it to good kids. Like it's really well worth the watch.
I need to rewatch it.
Fat Man.
Because Maria and I were extremely critical of it when we watched it.
Yeah, no. Once you get Queenie, if you get Queenie, listen, here's the thing about Queenie. We know, me and Costa know this too. A lot of times when we go to a new restaurant or sandwich shop, we all cross our fingers into the table. Because if Queenie doesn't like it, it's off the menu.
Yeah.
It's off the agenda.
Yeah.
So if Queenie's in a mood or whatever and she's not feeling it, not that she's in a bad mood, but if she is distracted and she doesn't get sucked in, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're out.
So I need to rewatch it because I remember she and I both felt that way and then she rewatched.
You need to watch it with Doug.
Okay.
It's a dad movie.
Deal.
Because he'll love it.
Deal.
He'll love it.
Bad Santa.
Yeah. Well, no. Bad Santa is also amazing, but if you want to see one that's like a Bad Santa, Fat Man.
Bad Santa.
I want you
Billy
to watch
Bob
it with your dad.
Okay.
Very underrated movie.
Fat Man.
So we'll give that to you guys. And God, the one thing I forgot to talk about today, but you know, like I said, we are running out of time.
Save it for our Christmas Eve special. Oh.
Our Christmas Eve special. Yes. What is that one word? Oh. But I feel like that's not about Christmas Eve needs to be about other people. It's not about New Year's.
I think you can sprinkle some New Year's in.
Hmm. You know what I have to get to this week?
What?
Yeah. Well, think about your one word that'll encapsulate your new year, because I was going to talk about mine, which I think the Heel Squad would really relate to. It actually has to be two words. Maybe I can figure out how to put it into one.
I need help with mine. You helped me with mine last year.
What was last year's?
I'm not going to lie. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I don't either, because it wasn't all last year for us.
Yeah, we had a, yeah. But I think it wasn't focus. It was like something like that, though.
We'll figure it out.
We'll remember.
I think from now, you guys, for this Friday, we have a cool party we're going to tonight. Big showbiz party. So I'll do some more name dropping at Christmas Eve Eve, or especially the Christmas Eve show.
Oh, I'm excited.
No, I'm excited too, because I have a lot of my friends in the business.
Kevin's going to find me a boyfriend.
I can find you one of those. I can throw a rock and find you one of those. Come on, Kelsey.
I'm ready.
Well, probably, yeah. You're probably getting there.
Yes.
She ready?
She ready. Name drops, we love.
Yeah, but I think this week, what's going to save Christmas for me and maybe you guys is maybe just doing some giving. Mm. And for me, when I don't give, then it doesn't feel like Christmas.
I agree.
And I haven't been able to, I haven't been able to, you know, go to the mall. And like, I've done a few click, click, clicks.
It's hard. There's no time.
Yeah. So the click, click, clicks work, but it doesn't feel the same.
It doesn't feel the same. Mm-mm.
Right?
I agree. That's the hardest thing. Because I'm like you. I love getting and giving gifts, but like, I don't have time to go to the mall.
Yeah, giving is the best. And especially when you surprise people.
Yeah.
I think this is also a good week, you guys, too. If, you know, me and I talked, we wanted to go get like some gift cards for like, just see if it was even $10 Starbucks cards and kind of just give them out to people at bus stops and stuff. Mm. I don't know.
You know what Deb does, which I think
and
is
not
great.
Film it. Like, remember saw the people filming it, Kelsey, and I remember asking, because Kelsey showed me a guy who bought a coffee for someone and filmed it. I'm like, but Kelsey, it's kind of weird that he's filming it. And I go, does your generation get how this is like, unless he's doing it saying give to other, I don't know. It's something you said, no, people had called him out for that.
They did.
Right?
They did. Because I agree with you. I don't love that.
I mean, on that note, even though I'm into judgment detox, I'm going to get a little judgmentalist.
Okay.
Which I shouldn't. But the Alec Baldwin interview on, on ABC. Mm. It's just ABC having Baldwin interview, ABC hashtag. Like they had that, and during the interview with the host of GMA.
What was their hashtag? That was their hashtag?
Like hashtag Baldwin ABC interview or something. And I just felt like, a woman died.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it just felt like, not the interview, but the fact that you hashtag, like you're telling us
that
you
guys are trying to trend.
It's so exploitive.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that.
And like, even, I don't know.
No, yeah. I agree.
I don't even know why that came up.
I don't really.
I was just saying, do acts of kindness or whatever. But I just don't have to put it in people's faces. I think like this week, if you can do those, you can tip a little extra. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it gives the random gift cards. I think the random text of kindness.
Yep.
I'm due for mine this week.
I am too. I had a great response from mine last week, though.
Really?
Which I was like, wanted to throw up when I sent it.
Oh, no way. So tell us what was.
I think I might have told you, Kev. I don't remember.
Well, you told me, but I didn't know the response. I know you wanted to throw up when you sent it. And those are the best random texts of kindness to send, the ones that make you uncomfortable. I know.
So my college boyfriend, who we dated for like 3.5 years,
yep.
Angel, we love him. Yeah, we ended him on a high note, very mutually. But he really helped me a lot in college. Like when I used to have panic attacks daily, whatever. He was just really wonderful. And I sent him, and we still talk randomly, like maybe once a year, but I had sent him a message just being like, hey, I just want to tell you, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate all you did for me. And anyways, he had a really sweet response and it was nice, but it still makes me like, bleh. Even saying it, but it was nice. And I think that like I'm due for mine this week.
You know what else, Kelsey, because you're on the, now that you don't live at home anymore. Mm. I have a group of people that I call annually.
Yeah.
In the days leading up to Christmas that I always make that call.
I love that.
And that helps me really stay connected. And,
I have a FaceTime date with little Brooke.
Oh, niecey Brooke, my niece?
Uh-huh. When she gets home so I can say hi to everybody.
They don't make him any sweeter than her.
No.
Such a sweetheart.
No. Oh, but I wanted to add, Kev, really quick on the giving.
Yes.
Something that my mom does that's an easy way if you don't have time to go like give out gift cards. She gets like little, you know, Dunkin' or Starbucks gift cards for the mailman and for the garbage people. And she'll leave it on the garbage can or in the mailbox.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. It's really easy.
Yeah. Especially our service industry people. It's just like people out there struggling. You know, the other great scam? Mm. That I notice in Connecticut a lot is, and this is how easy it gets started, and I'm glad it took us all the way to get to this point, because this is a really nice thing to start. And I want you to remind me, Kelsey, next time we do drive-through, is pay for the person behind you.
Really?
If you're of means. But in Connecticut, I can't tell you how many times, like, I'll go through the drive-through and the person in front of you paid. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, like.
So cool.
She's like, I remember doing it here. And I don't know, it just kind of has caught on now.
Yeah. Remember when Costa did it? He was so happy.
That he someone did it for him or he did it?
He did it, but he was just like, felt so good about it.
Yeah. Next time you do the drive-thru, just go, you know what? Throw it in the next. And just get, and then you take off. And it's just, I don't know, guys. I just sometimes feel in my heart with someone who's just maybe needed that in their day.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're really misogynistic or bitter. Or they just, you know, and they go, wait. And it's that one thing that makes me go, you know, not everyone's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that's an easy way.
I agree.
And I forgot that, and I'm glad we got to that point, because I think especially this week, that's fun. Makes me now want, I'm going to go through a drive-thru.
Yes, I know. I'm thinking that too. I'm like, I mean, you don't even have to be in a drive-thru. There's a coffee shop I like to go to on Saturday.
Well, I just get nervous of, Kelsey, you're a beautiful girl. And like, I just get nervous of, hiya, toots.
That's a good point.
Well, that's fine. I was wondering if you're going to get around to that.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a great
point. We should keep this going.
Let's make it a drive-thru.
Drive-thru. Just, you know, it's safe. Just drive-thru. And then you disappear and they just leave it at mystery.
Yeah.
Because then, yeah, I think that has the most, it's safe, but also has the most power.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you guys. Kelsey.
Kevo.
Should we go out with Ava Max, Bad Baby, or
want?
Ray Conniff? Let's go out with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Okay. You guys, it's pulling Christmas week. It's our Christmas prep show. And as we said on the last Regular Guy Friday, and hopefully you lived by it, every day until January 3rd is Regular Guy Friday. Every day is your day. Best time of the year. I think tonight I'm going to take, I think we're going to take the Cadillac and minivans, Maximus and Vincenza. I think we're going to drive down Candy Cane Lane and look at some lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Pack, so I don't have to do it Saturday morning.
Yeah, you're just a bad bee.
Hell yeah.
Bad bee. And then we have our party tonight, so that'll be fun. But we'll tell you next week. Hopefully there'll be lots of name drops. I know you guys love that. When we drop them names.
I hope so.
Kelsey, as tired as I am.
You're killing it.
As flawed as I am.
No.
As beat up as I am. As bruised as I am. As shamed as I am. I still think we're here for, a couple of reasons. Help each other. Learn from our mistakes. And have a few laughs along the way. Right?
Hell yeah.
You can scam all you want. But what, Kelsey?
But you gotta work.
You gotta work. So, you know what? We worked all year. Now let's get some scams going. Right?
Hell yeah.
Scamming on Christmas shopping. Scamming on Christmas parties.
Scam.
Ugh. God, the pandemic sucks.
I know.
I just used to love all the popping in on all the Christmas parties.
I know.
Oh.
Freaking pandemic.
Yeah.
Freaking panty.
Scamdemic.
Panorama.
Anyway, you guys, merry, merry Christmas week. And like we said before, please let your friends know we're going to keep up to date with fresh content through the holidays. And we love when you guys hit us on our Patreon feed with your comments. We read them all. We love them all. I've been responding, Kelsey. Did you see?
RGF Kev.
RGF
Hell yeah,
Kev.
Of course I see. Because I respond.
He ready. And five stars on Apple Podcasts too. And a little review. And of course, you always have to say Kevin Kelsey and RGF. Save. Oh, Gia Maria on the Patreon show today. She was ready to cancel us again.
I know.
That's my fault.
She's
like, do you talk like this on Regular Guy Friday? I'm like, no. Yes.
No.
Anyway, you guys, we love you. And have a good Christmas week. And as we say in Boston, we'll see you shortly.
Bye, betas.
Perfect.